Learn the issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
7:42, this is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. There are a lot of grads hitting the pavement right now hoping to find a job, and there are already a lot of people out there looking for work already.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation. You hear people all the time say, oh, you shouldn't go into that field. You can't get a job. You shouldn't do that. There's no work there. Joining us is Chris Poste, who is a HR expert and owner of Poste & Associates. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen today?
We're doing well. The shortest distance between you and your new job is your latest book. And you were telling us right before we went on the air, there's no reason why anybody should be unemployed right now?
I know. That's hard to believe. You know, we hear these statistics, 7-8% unemployment, et cetera. But the fact is, the reason why so many people are unemployed is they just don't know the steps to follow in order to get employed. So if you do the right things, you will get a job. Maybe not in 2 weeks, but surely in a few months, you will find a job.
All right, that's very encouraging. And we got to start with, what's the checklist? Where does somebody begin that frankly feels overwhelmed?
Well, that's it exactly. People do feel overwhelmed. So the first step they need to take is to just sit still and get a focus. Instead of dashing off a poorly written resume and throwing it out there for everyone to see, figure out what do you do well, what are you suited for, and then craft your resume and your cover letter to go along with that, and then get it in the hands of the people who are likely to be able to hire you for the kinds of things that you can do. A huge shift there.
All right, so you focus in on that. Then it's one thing to have a concept in your head, but how do you rise above the rest of the crowd so you get noticed?
Well, that is point number two, which is to differentiate yourself. You know, we're all very unique people. You walk down the street, you see thousands of people, but each one looks different. And what we all bring to the table is different. You know, maybe a recent grad might be an Eagle Scout, for example. Well, my goodness, everybody wants to hire an Eagle Scout. Or maybe someone has computer skills or they know how to use social media. Huge, huge advantage. Or maybe someone has sales background. Again, another huge advantage. Someone's a born leader. So what are your skills? What are your talents? Where does your passion lie? Figure out what separates you from other people, and that's what you want to emphasize in both your resume and your cover letter and in your conversations, too, because that's the third point. Most people think that they're going to find their job on the computer, and they're not. Uh-oh. They're going to find it through networking. So we need to talk to people. It's kind of scary, but we have to do it.
Who you know.
Yeah, and you, when you're talking about graduates, recent grads, a lot of them, social media, they assume that they can do everything on the computer, and everybody's texting and tweeting and emailing, and you're right, there's almost a lost art of having a one-on-one conversation to network.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And of course, they're terrified by it, but don't think of it so much as networking, like it's a big deal business meeting. Think of it instead as having a conversation, a one-on-one conversation. It might be with your neighbor. It might be the, you know, the guy down the street you used to cut his lawn when you were a teenager. And he's going to want to help you because you helped him. That's what networking is all about. You help me, I help you. It comes back and forth, back and forth.
And accept the help, right?
Oh, yes, that's true.
I mean, how many kids say, oh, I want to get it on my own. I don't want my mom and dad, you know, calling somebody. No, accept the help.
Sure, sure. If they can help you, that's terrific, but they may not be able to. You know, it may not be something that they're capable of handling. So it is up to you. And you know a lot of people. You know professors. You know fellow students. You know people who have graduated and gotten jobs. You know people you used to work for in your summer jobs or your part-time jobs. You know your neighbors, your dentist, your barber, you name it. So there are a lot of people that we have in our contacts. We have to just speak up.
Still surprising that half of young college grads, according to the Associated Press, they reported on a government study, half of those grads, that's 1.5 million people under age 25 with bachelor's degrees, are jobless or unemployed.
Well, it's tragic. It really is. You know, and here in Pittsburgh, we have four sectors that are hiring a lot of people. For example, in the state government, and admittedly not all these jobs are in the Pittsburgh area, but across the state we have about 350 job openings. Then look at education. At Pitt and CMU alone, we have more than 500 job openings. Healthcare, UPMC, West Penn, Allegheny alone, more than 1,000 job openings. And then the fourth sector we have in this area is Marcellus Shale, which is just booming. And if I were a young person today, starting off in a career and undecided about where I wanted to be, that's where I would go. I'd be their chief bottle washer just to get my foot in the door there.
The shortest distance between you and your new job, Chris, is it postie?
Postie, that's right.
Okay, I got that one right, John. Hey, good information. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
It's 7:48. We're going to check in with Kathy Berggren, who has a job.
Her nickname, by the way, is Job Postie.